How's Johnny doing?
I'm good, mate. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Johnny. It's been a long time. Thanks for checking in with us.
It is my pleasure. Nice to hear your voice.
It's been a while since we've had a chance to chat. Things are good your way?
Yes, all good. All good. Yeah, very busy. Everybody seems to be happy, and everybody seems to be healthy. So
and starting to get back to normal, eh?
I hope so. Whatever that sense of normalcy is, yes. Absolutely.
Johnny Reed's on a big national tour. He's coming to Saskatoon to play the Broadway Theater. Two sold-out shows a little bit later on this week. Of course, Johnny, you've been to Saskatoon many times. TCU Place, SaskTel Center, the casino. The Broadway Theater's not the biggest venue, but it's as you head out on one of the longest-running Canadian tours in history, you decided to go big, but at smaller venues.
Yeah, the idea was really... Jason, just a chance to get reconnected with everybody, you know. This tour was I've been looking forward to this tour for many years, but it just seemed like the perfect time just to come out, find a nice intimate space, a place that sounds great, everybody's got a comfortable chair, come out on stage, play my guitar, sing a few songs and tell a few stories, and I just cannot be any more thrilled that we have two sold-out shows there this week.
Yeah, anybody in Saskatchewan looking to see you in concert that waited too long to get a ticket, you got to travel to a different province, I think, to see you now because...
it's an amazing response nationwide. The tour basically sold out nationwide, and I think almost 100 shows. So the sacrifice for us is time. You know, it's a lot of time to be away from the family, but it seemed like the perfect time to get reconnected and to be able to sit down in a nice, intimate evening with an intimate audience.
You mentioned that you've been thinking about this tour for quite some time. The difference between What Love Is All About back in 2015, you released that, to the new album, which we're going to touch on here shortly, Love Someone. It's a good 6 years in there. Did the pandemic delay the new album at all, or delay the tour at all, or was this your plan to just step back for a bit?
No, it definitely affected it. It was almost a year that it took away from us. I actually delivered the record to the record label July 2020. I had delivered it to the label. And we were supposed to go out on tour that spring. But with everything that took place, we had to postpone that. It was going to be a much bigger, a bigger tour. And then when all this happened and, there was a bunch of rules about how many people you could have in a room and try to make people feel comfortable again. I thought to myself, why don't we do what we've always talked about? Why don't we just take it across and play small rooms and just go in and get reconnected? So that's what we ultimately decided today. And I was very fortunate that, the promoters and the producers and all the agents, everybody got involved and they were able to make it happen.
That's great. And, whatever plans you have down the road, we'll take to any Johnny Reed concert we can get right now. And if you want to go bigger and better at a later date, we'll welcome you to Saskatchewan with open arms.
I
got to tell this, Johnny, my favorite Johnny Reed story. We were backstage at the casino south of Saskatoon when I was emceeing your show. And I was kind of waiting in the wings to go on stage to introduce you. And you were on the phone and You dropped your cell phone to say, sorry, Jason, I'm just on the phone with one of my boys. And I was just you don't have to do that, Johnny, you know what I mean? But that's the kind of guy. What I'm trying to say is the Johnny Reed that people see on stage is the same Johnny Reed backstage. No reason to apologize to me, but that's just the kind of guy you are.
Well, I appreciate you saying it, Jason. I mean, I've always felt, it would be fairly difficult, I would imagine, to be anybody but yourself, especially in the music business. I just can't imagine getting up there on stage every night trying to be something you're not, So, it's much easier being myself.
Absolutely. You got a new album out, Love Someone, okay? So yeah. Maybe talk to us a bit. Of course, you're going to be playing a lot of the new music when you come to Saskatoon, but tell us about the new album. you know, maybe explain to your fans, is it much like some of the other stuff you released, or are you going a totally different angle?
No, I've always sort of believed that whatever record I release at any time in my career is kind of the best that I can give at that time in my career, you know. And looking back on all the records, you know, it was, I knew that I wanted to come and play smaller venues. I really wanted to go into the studio and try and have a more minimalistic approach musically and production-wise to this album. I wanted to dig a wee bit deeper. You know, the content of the record is very much the same as it usually is with my records. A lot of family and friends, love, dedication, appreciation, devotion, these type topics. Songs on there for the people in my life, you know. So all that's very much the same, but the instrumentation and the way that the music is delivered is definitely driven more acoustically than in the past. You know, there's an old saying, less is more, you know, and the feedback on this tour has been incredible. I've had people come up to me saying, you know, I've seen you, I've been going to your concert since 2002, and tonight was the best I've ever had, you know, just because it was so minimalistic, and there was, you know, there was no fire on stage, there was no confetti cannons, there was no backup dancers and horn sections and 14 people on stage and all this stuff. This show and this album is very pure, you know, and really allows you to kind of take a look a wee bit behind the curtain, both aesthetically and sonically.
Of the 14 tracks on the new Love Someone album, why Love Someone as the title track? Why'd you pick that name for the album?
You know, it just seemed like the right song. The song is a call to action. You know, the song is basically reminding myself that, you know, I go to roll my windows down sometimes. I go to feel the sun. I go to take some time and I go to love someone. The reason love exists is to give it away. And I just feel during these times, you know, during the COVID that we went through, just some difficult times for a lot of people. And now that I'm looking at what's happening in the world today, I think it's an appropriate message to be sending out to people, especially, you know, especially younger people, you know, just the... maybe just slow things down a wee bit, appreciate what you have, and take the time to love someone.
Well, Johnny Reed, we sure appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us and check in with us here at CJWW. The new album's called Love Someone. He's on a national tour with every ticket in Saskatchewan gone. It's a big tour. It's a big album. And you know what? Next time Johnny Reed rolls around, if you missed out on tickets, you got to act sooner. But those who have tickets to the show are going to love it by the sounds of the way you're explaining the show. We sure appreciate you taking the time, Johnny, to chat with us here today.
Man, I always appreciate you, and thank you so much for all the years of support, man. I just, you know, a lot of this would never have happened without you and your station and all the people that listen to your show. So I appreciate you guys more than you know.